and had gained considerable momentum after its introduction to Parliament again then in October 2023. So we need to get a take from a political analyst, and then also the status quo of this ailing SOE and parastatal, because it's been struggling financially for a very long period of time. Mr. Sandile Swana, development economist and also analyst on the African continent, is going to help us make sense of why this turnabout of events. Sandile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Always great to have you on the show. Sandile, why the move now to withdraw this SABC bill from Parliament?
The move to withdraw the bill from Parliament cannot be linked to the issues, the historical issues that we have mentioned, that the institution is struggling financially or so on. So the only sensible reason I can come to is that this is a political maneuver by the DA within the GNU to increase its bargaining power against the African National Congress. However, the SABC is an important institution to you and me and to the journalists that work there. So I think we need to focus on that. These are just the withdrawal of the bill is not even permitted by law, by that a single minister can do that, because that was not a private member's bill. It was a submission to Parliament by the executive as a whole, which means the whole cabinet must make a decision to withdraw the bill. So these are political tricks of the DA against the ANC and so on and so forth.
You know, Sandile,
you're
mentioning it kind of like didn't make sense, because the bill was gaining momentum and now all of a sudden this, and enter the so-called GNU or coalition between the ANC and the DA, and your utterances and comments now that you just made at the start of the conversation. Now it adds up and it makes plenty of sense.
Yes. If you think about it, you are in the media space yourself. So for at least the past 6 years, every media house has had to review its revenue model. Because the old-fashioned revenue models, whether you are running a newspaper, or running a radio station or TV station, you have had to review, because you know the items that you offer now as a media house are now available on YouTube, available on all sorts of other places. So everybody has had to review their revenue model. So you cannot say you don't know what the revenue model of the SABC must be. And there are international institutes that are offering services to help public broadcasters to review their revenue models and redesign them. So literally, you can have a new revenue model within 90 days. You can have a new revenue model. So that is not a reason. The other reason that was mentioned is that the independence of the SABC, like any other parastatal, has been in jeopardy for some time. But those are the things that the Public Service Commission has made recommendations on how they should be solved, so that independent and fully professional people are appointed to the boards of institutions such as Transnet, SABC and others. So that is also cannot be a reason why the bill must be withdrawn. And lastly, there are timeframes there that allow for any shortcomings and procedures for any shortcomings in the bill to be remedied without any drama. So this is a political stunt.
Now, that all-important question, if it's a political stunt by the DA trying to somehow grasp sort of like a bargaining chip so that it can hold some sort of sway over the ANC within the coalition, so what is the DA's plans then for the SABC, Sandile?
So the question of independence, you and I, obviously, we will say this fearfully, that when the DA talks about independence, it's not talking about privatization. Because, for instance, you have a lot of very credible institutions such as UCT, Wits University, and many others, University of Pretoria, Stellenbosch, being state-owned institutions that have maintained their independence since 1994 without a problem. And using well-established laws of the Republic of South Africa to operate as state-owned and being world competitive. So We would hope that this is not a maneuver by the TA to try and insinuate that some form of privatization must be introduced to the SABC. So we will hope that that is not what they are going to say later on. But this leverage is just to create drama, because legally this thing is not sustainable. Legally, the ANC can shake this off, but it does create embarrassment for the promoters in the ANC of the GNU concept, which, as you correctly point out, is just a grand coalition.
Now, Sally Malatsi argued that the bill failed to provide a credible funding model for the SABC's long-term survival. I find it rather disingenuous, the use of the word credible. That I find very disingenuous.
Yes, the idea of a credible funding model, as I said, is anybody who is in that space now has got a framework of what a public broadcaster funding model must contain. We can argue about which percentage must come from which revenue stream and things like that, but the model is largely internationally accepted what must go into it. So, indeed, as I say, when you use the word credible, it's a word to say that the ANC or whoever else in the parliament is proposing things that are not credible, and that is far-fetched.
Now, Sandile, let's look at the recommendations by the Public Services Commission. What did it have to say about the SABC? Because it is an ailing parastatal, it is an ailing SOE. It requires urgent attention and support. But what are the recommendations that have been coming from the Public Services Commission for SABC?
Okay. So there are different parties to this. The part that is relevant to the Public Service Commission is the part that says only people who are independent and properly qualified can be board members of a parastatal. So then they would set up mechanisms through which people must go, so that any parastatal which has to select board members can only select from properly qualified people in any event. So there's a mechanism that they've proposed for that. We can't go into all the details of that, but on the funding model, for instance, where so National Treasury comes in on the funding side of the story, okay? So you got advice from two different sides. So let's look at the funding model. The funding model, in the short run, Treasury has got to find a way of saying, in the short run, we can save the SABC by doing X, Y, Z, which just simply says we can issue a bailout to the SABC. But within 6 months, the SABC can have a way of identifying new revenue streams and then applying those. That is what the funding model is all about. So when you listen to the spokesperson, the chairperson of the portfolio committee, they say that they were already starting to engage Treasury to say, what is Treasury going to propose and do to save the SABC financially in the immediate term? And the minister has not proposed anything for the immediate term. There's no funding model that he has tabled to say, in the alternative, this is what I'm proposing.
Now, Sandile, what happens now? The withdrawal of the bill, we understand it was met with significant, strong opposition from several quarters, including the Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technologies. Would the opposition to the bill's withdrawal, would they be able to have the bill tabled again before Parliament? Is this not cut and dried? Do we foresee...
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's not cut and dried, because the problem that Malaji has done is that his submission to the Speaker is premature, because he needs to provide to the Speaker support from the Cabinet. By virtue of the nature that the bill was submitted by the Cabinet, it's an executive bill. It's not a private member's bill that was submitted by him as a member of Parliament or as a Cabinet minister. So he has no chance of actually succeeding. So the Speaker will ask him for the supporting documents, which he will not have, then he will be advised that his request cannot continue. This request cannot continue. However, the chairperson of parliament and the DG of the department and the minister himself have got to go to treasury on an urgent basis and say, what are the short term for this year? What are the short, let's say up to June next year, short term financial injections that they must get from treasury as they work on the model? But when you do your research, you see that templates for these models are already readily available from international bodies. And my judgment is that you can actually have a viable model proposed within 90 days.
Sandile?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I thought perhaps we lost you there. Two things, Sandile, perhaps before we conclude, I'd like your take on this. The opposition to the minister's decision, I've made reference to the lack of formal communication, that the minister should have perhaps spent a considerable amount of time in proper communication before this hasty decision. And then some opposition have also argued that the minister attempted to bypass the committee and parliamentary protocol. Is that true?
Yeah, so even before, I mean, those are serious allegations, because he should have communicated with them that he wants to withdraw the bill, because they are the ones channeling the bill through parliament, piloting it through parliament. So he needed to notify them. But even before going to them, he needed to get a proper resolution from cabinet that says, indeed, we as cabinet feel that this bill has got gaps that we need to close. So when I've read through the documentation, I could not imagine any gap that could not be closed, given also that this is a problem that every media house is dealing with. So you cannot have a problem that everybody is dealing with that solutions are not known, because every media house has been internationally has been dealing with this issue of the revenue model. So solutions are all over the show. So you cannot be panicked to say in South Africa, we don't know what the solution is.
Mm. So Sandile, quickly in conclusion, where to from here for the SABC bill?
I think that what is likely to happen is that the speaker is going to write to the minister concerned and say, Meneer, we've received your letter, but it doesn't have the supporting resolution from the cabinet. And you won't be able to produce that. And then the speaker will write to him and say, okay, for that reason, therefore, we're unable to accept your request. Go back to cabinet and request permission to withdraw the bill. And you will not get that permission. And in the meanwhile, the portfolio committee and all the affected civil servants will be consulting with Treasury for assistance of the SABC. So at this juncture, the SABC is not necessarily in danger, but what has happened is that the relationship between the ANC and the DA is being rattled once again by the DA trying to flex its muscles.
Sandile Swana, political analyst, thanks so much for your time, sir.